the ups and downs of being female. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Stress-related mental illnesses like depression are twice as common in women as in men. Some say that women get these disorders because they have to deal with men. But research done at the Yale School of Medicine lays the blame on the hormone estrogen. They found that male and female rats performed similarly under different levels of stress, except when the female rats were in their high estrogen phase. Then, the females were adversely affected by even moderate stress that had no effect on the males. Understanding how estrogen and stress are linked could lead to new treatments for depression. Well, despite any adverse effects estrogen may have, it doesn't seem to hamper leadership. In fact, a study in Psychological Bulletin reveals that women are more effective than men as leaders. For example, women leaders are more likely to be transformational, serving as mentors, encouraging innovation, and rewarding good performance. This approach has been shown to be the most effective. Men, on the other hand, were more likely to be transactional leaders, appealing to their employees' self-interest and punishing poor performance, a strategy that works poorly. Of course, these are generalizations, but the study does suggest that there are big advantages to providing ample leadership options for women. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.